Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have Monday, the 15th of April or the 7th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. We are in a week where the parasha is called Metzora, and that means leper. And a scripture reading from the Torah will today be Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 14, verse 13 through verse 20. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing and thanking God for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So let's start in Leviticus. Then he is to slaughter the male lamb in the place where they slaughter the sin offering and the burnt offering in the sanctuary area. For the sin offering, like the trespass offering, belongs to the Kohen. It is most holy. Then the Kohen is to take some of the blood of the trespass offering and dab it on the tip of the right ear of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The Kohen should then take some of the pint of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. He is to dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand and sprinkle some of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. Then the Kohen should dab some of the rest of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot, on top of the blood of the trespass offering. From what remains of the oil that is in his hand, the Kohen is to dab on the head of the one being cleansed. In this way, the Kohen will make atonement for him before the Lord. The Kohen should offer the sin offering and make atonement for the one being cleansed because of his uncleanness. Afterward, he is to slaughter the burnt offering. Then the Kohen is to present the burnt offering along with the grain offering on the altar. So the Kohen should make atonement for him, and he will be clean. That was Leviticus or Vayikra 14, 13 through 20. Now we have come to our portion from the prophets, or Nevi'im in Hebrew, and we will read from the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapters 34 and 35. Draw near, O nations, to hear, and listen, O peoples. Let the earth hear, and all it contains, the world and all its offspring. For the Lord is enraged at all the nations, and furious at all their armies. He will utterly destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. So their slain will be thrown out, and the stench of their corpses will rise, and the hills will be drenched with their blood. Then all the host of heaven will dissolve, and the skies will be rolled up like a scroll, so all their array will wither away, like a leaf drooping from a vine, like a fig shriveling from a fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it will come down upon Edom until upon the people I have devoted to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood, gorged with fat, the blood of lambs and goats, the fat of kidneys and rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen will go down with them, bull calves with mighty steers. So their land will be soaked with blood and their dust greasy with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the hostility against Zion. Its streams will be turned into pitch, its dust into brimstone, and its land will become burning tar. It will not be quenched night or day. Its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation it will lay waste. Forever and ever none will pass through it. But pelican and porcupine will have it. Owl and raven will dwell in it. He will stretch a line of chaos over it and stones of desolation. And for its nobles there are none there to call it a kingdom, and all its princes will come to nothing. Thorns will come up in its palaces, nettles and thistles in its fortresses. It will be a haunt of jackals, an abode for ostriches. Wild cats will meet with wolves. The goat demon will cry to its kind. Yes, the night monster will settle there and find itself a resting place. A tree snake will nest and lay eggs there, hatch and gather them under its shadow. Surely hawks are gathered there, each one with her mate. Seek from the scroll of the Lord and read. Not one of them will be missing, none will lack its mate. For his mouth commanded it, and his ruach gathered them. He cast the lot for them, and his hand divided it out to them with a line. They will possess it forever and dwell in it from generation to generation. The wilderness and dry land will be glad. The desert will rejoice and blossom like a lily. It will blossom profusely, will rejoice with joy and singing, will be given the glory of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the limp hands, make firm the wobbly knees. Say to those with anxious heart, be strong, have no fear. Behold your God, vengeance is coming. God's recompense, it is coming. Then he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing. For water will burst forth in the desert and streams in the wilderness. The parched land will become a pool, the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they rest, grass will become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it. It is for the one who walks the way. Fools will not go astray. No lion will be there. No ravenous beast will go up on it. They will not be found there. But the redeemed will walk there. The ransomed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy up on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That was Isaiah chapters 34 and 35. Now we have our portion from the writings, or the Ketuvim, and we will read from Proverbs chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the tongue's answer is from the Lord. All a man's ways are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs his motives. Commit whatever you do to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works everything out for his own purpose, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord abhors all the proud in heart. Be assured, they will not go unpunished. But mercy and truth is iniquity atoned, and by the fear of the Lord one avoids evil. When one's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than much income without justice. The heart of man plans his course, but the Lord directs his steps. An oracle is on the lips of the king. Let his mouth never be treacherous in judgment. Honest balances and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in a bag are his handiwork. Wrongdoing is an abomination to kings, for a throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. He loves those who speak honestly. A king's fury is like messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face there is life, and his favor like a cloud of spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to choose understanding rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way protects his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit with the afflicted than to share the spoil with the proud. One prudent in a matter will find good. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart is called discerning, and sweetness of lips increases persuasiveness. Insight is a fountain of life to one who has it, but folly leads to the discipline of fools. A wise man's heart teaches his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death. A laborer's appetite works on his behalf, for his hunger drives him on. A wicked scoundrel digs up evil, and on his lips is a scorching fire. A perverse person sows strife, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person lures his neighbor, leading him down a path that is no good. One who winks his eyes schemes deceit. One who purses his lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory found on the path of righteousness. Better to be slow to anger than a mighty warrior. One who controls his temper is better than one who conquers a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but their very decision is from the Lord. That was Proverbs or Mishlei, chapter 16. And now we have our final portion from the apostolic writings, and we will read James or Yaakov, chapter 5. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and their rust will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have stored up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the workers are mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts for a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient for it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is near. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the outcome of the Lord. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. But above all, my dear brothers and sisters, do not swear, either by heaven or by the earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of Mashiach's community and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So confess your offenses to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Eliyahu was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My brothers and sisters, if any among you strays from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that the one who turns a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That was James chapter 5. And if you're reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, you would also read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 26. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that the Word of God has fallen deep into your heart, into a soil that is ready to receive it and that will yield fruit in your life. For now, shalom and blessings. Until next time.